for a healthier you? It's time for Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.
Welcome to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Vallon, chiropractic physician, and with me is my co-host, Brenda B.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to our show. If you've never listened before, we are Gulf Coast Nutrition, and with a store of the same name.
That's located at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road in Palm Harbor.
So please stop by. We've got some great things in the store. We'd love to see you. And today we are actually speaking with our friend and a doctor who has a PhD in cellular biology, Dr. Paris Kidd from Doctor's Best Vitamins. Welcome, Dr. Kidd.
It's good to be on again.
Yes, thank you for being here. And we're talking today with you about a brand new formula that I believe you just released that's called PycnoBrain.
And this combines the pycnogenol with the taurine, if that is what I remember correctly.
That's right. And pycnogenol is an ingredient that's been around for decades. And there's probably more clinical trials, more data on pycnogenol than perhaps any other natural preparation. And at Doctor's Best, we decided that it would be good to do a complementary pairing of pycnogenol with taurine, because these two nutrients have a complementary action on the circulation to supply more blood to the brain and to protect the circulatory network in the brain, and also to provide additional actions that have been proven in clinical trials to support memory and cognition and other higher brain functions.
Well, let's talk a little bit about those studies, because a lot of people know of pycnogenol, and like myself, I mean, a lot of people will take it as an antioxidant and for cardiovascular, for circulation, but for it to be effective for the brain, that's really interesting.
Well, you know, at Doctor's Best, we continually monitor the science behind all of these nutrients, and especially the clinical trials. And we realized that the clinical trials on pycnogenol for the brain were adding up. So we assessed what would be the feasibility of doing a pycnogenol product for the brain. And it turns out that we have 6 very well-conducted clinical trials for every age, from children all the way through to the elderly. And pycnogenol has been consistently effective. And then to put it together with the taurine, which also has clinical evidence of benefit for the brain, just seemed to make a lot of sense.
Now, Dr. Kidd, I mean, that's very interesting that from what I understand you saying, is that you've done these studies for all these different age groups, which is something I don't usually see when I see products come across my desk. I see them for one particular age group and not another. You mentioned children. I mean, how is the pycnogenol affecting the children specifically?
Well, there were a series of trials in Eastern Europe on children with attention and behavioral deficits. And in these trials, children aged between 6 and 14 got either a placebo or pycnogenol for 30 days, and pycnogenol significantly improved their attention functions based on questionnaires filled in by their teachers. It also improved their antioxidant status and lowered a marker of DNA damage in their urine. So the pycnogenol had its usual sophisticated antioxidant effect, but I think what's really important, because we have so many antioxidant products around, what's really important is that pycnogenol's effects translated into measurable, statistically significant benefit for these children. So the pycnogenol statistically outperformed the placebo for these children aged between 6 and 14.
And then if you're looking at, when you get into another age group, you get a little bit older, you're looking at the, I guess I call them students, those people who are trying to do better in school, I mean, the pycnogenol is obviously going to have a beneficial effect there as well, right?
Well, these were university students in Italy 108 of them, average age 23 years. Students who were sort of average performers, and they got either pycnogenol or no supplement for 8 weeks. They had to follow, it's interesting with respect to university students, right? They had to commit to following a health plan of getting adequate sleep and exercise and a balanced diet.
For students?
make sure they would have some baseline level of functioning through the trial. So half of them got nothing, and half of them got pycnogenol at 100 milligrams a day. And those that got the pycnogenol performed significantly better on attention, on several tests of memory, on mental flexibility, and on another measure called planning. And their alertness and their anxiety also improved. And interestingly, the fifth week of the clinical trial was the time when the university gave its formal academic exams. And when the group that got the pycnogenol was compared against the group that didn't get pycnogenol, the pycnogenol group performed about 5% better on the exams than the kids that didn't get the pycnogenol. So, you know, getting a grade of 94 versus a grade of 89, it may not sound too much to us adults, but for university students, that can be a big, big difference. So this pycnogenol, which is a complicated mixture of a wide range of not just antioxidant substances, but flavonoids, which have chemically specific effects on much more than just antioxidant power. So pycnogenol is delivering for the kids, for the students, and then we also have trials on elderly, on menstruating women, and on menopausal women. And in all of those trials, pycnogenol has consistently produced benefit.
And benefit not only in the brain, or were those studies mostly on brain function?
Well, the measures overlapped with brain function. So, for example, in the elderly, there were 101 older people ages 60 to 85 who got either a placebo or 150 milligrams per day of pycnogenol. And they took computerized cognitive tests at the beginning and the end of the trial. And the pycnogenol was found to improve their working memory, which is sort of a measure of memory exercises with distractions. So it's a measure of sort of what we face every day, something like multitasking.
Yes.
And so their working memory significantly improved, and also their recall of numbers. And then the antioxidant measure showed that, in fact, pycnogenol was improving the antioxidant status of the whole body.
So that sounds like something I definitely need to get on. I haven't tried this product yet, but just what you just mentioned.
Right. Well, then, with menopausal women, they used 156 women. That's quite a large trial. And there were actually two trials of that size. But in the first trial, they used the Women's Health Questionnaire, which is a sophisticated, detailed questionnaire that women fill in. And it's used in these types of studies all around the world. And pycnogenol was found to be superior over the placebo for hot flushes, for sweating, for coldness in the body and the limbs, for shortness of breath. It also improved women's feelings of being tired and worthless. Maybe I should take some too. And the quality of their sleep.
Wow, that's all very important things.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes we just wake up feeling, you know, like, what is this day about and all of that. So all of us go through that, not just women. So the more we can improve the delivery of blood to the brain, the more we can improve the antioxidant protection in the brain, it seems the better the brain and the mind can perform. And in the second double-blind trial with menopausal women, they used the same questionnaire, and they got the same improvements as before, but they also got improvements of tiredness, headache, memory and concentration, mood, feelings of attractiveness, anxiety, sleep, and sexual behavior after just 1 month.
And after 1 month is an incredible time frame to do that. And I just want to say to everyone out there is that Doctor's Best products are the ones we are speaking about today, because this isn't just any pycnogenol. I really trust the Doctor's Best company with these. And so for that, we're also going to mention two things. One is we have the product giveaway. And after the break, we will be giving out that phone number if you'd like to go ahead and be one of the two callers who call in first to win one of these products. As well, we're also going to be having in the store at Gulf Coast Nutrition a store-wide discount on the Doctor's Best products from Wednesday through Sunday, 25% off. And Brenda B., thank you so much. Pycnobrain is the product that we are speaking about. That is the actual Doctor's Best product. So we're going to be coming back in just a minute, and we'll be giving out that phone number for those products and covering more with Dr. Paris Kidd on the Doctor's Best products. You're listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. We have been covering the Doctor's Best product line with Dr. Paris Kidd, PhD in cellular biology, and we did promise that product giveaway. The first two callers to call in will win the Pycnobrain product that contains the pycnogenol with taurine in it. The phone number is...
Get ready.
Yes, the phone number is 727...
Get your pen.
Brenda B., hang on a sec. 727-754-2900. That's 727-754-2900. Give us a call, and the first two callers will be able to win that product. And then for those of you who... are swinging by our store area near Alderman Road and Alternate 19 in Palm Harbor. We do have the store discount running Wednesday through Sunday for the 25% off the Pycnobrain product by Doctor's Best.
And Dr. Kidd, thank you again for being with us today.
I'm very happy to be on, and I'm having fun talking about this great product.
It is a great product, and before the break, we were talking about the one part of it, the pycnogenol, and you were explaining all the studies that show the effectiveness on the brain, but I want to talk a little bit about the other part of the formula as well, the taurine. And, you know, I want to talk a little bit about why you put that in the formula as well.
Well, taurine is rather different from pycnogenol. Pycnogenol is an herbal. It's an extract from the French maritime pine. And taurine is a nutrient that is built into our biochemistry. We rely on taurine for a wide range of fundamental life functions. And so, for example, taurine is present in infant feeding formulas, because there's been a lot of research done on pregnancy and infancy, and it's known that taurine is totally essential for children who are born prematurely. They cannot make taurine at all. Kids who are born full term can make a little bit of taurine, but not enough to sustain the ongoing development of the brain and the eyes and the heart and all the other organs, because it's present in all of our cells, all of our tissues, all of our organs. So it's essential all the way through life. The body can make a little bit of taurine as adults, but we rely on it mostly coming from our diet. And it's now becoming clear that the benefits that we can get from seafoods depend not only on omega-3s coming from the seafoods, but also taurine, because seafoods tend to have a lot of taurine in them. And the research on taurine goes back to the 1980s, and we have a great many clinical trials. We have dozens of clinical trials that show its importance for the brain, the eyes, the heart, the circulation, for liver function, and for a wide range of life functions. So it made sense to put a very generous amount of taurine in with the pycnogenol. because while the pycnogenol is antioxidant and has all the clinical proof, the taurine also has many additional functions. For example, if our cells cannot handle their water content in a very efficient way, they can swell and burst. And taurine is used to regulate the amount of water that's coming into or going out of the cell at any particular time. Taurine is also essential for the mitochondria in our cells to make energy. It's essential for calcium regulation, including for the heartbeat. And it's essential to stabilize the cell membranes on which our cells work. And it's an important bile factor. It's an important emulsifier that's built into bile that assists our digestion of fats. So taurine, therefore, has a number of proven functions. And in the brain, we know that it supports all of the higher functions, and it supports protection of the nerve cells in the brain in a way that's different from what pycnogenol can do. The taurine is not so much an antioxidant as it is a protectant against buildup of calcium in the nerve cells. We use tiny amounts of calcium in the nerve cells in the brain, but if there's too much calcium around, it can kill the nerve cells. So taurine provides that kind of protection besides helping to make energy and helping with delivering blood to the brain as well. So taurine adds in to pycnogenol a much wider range of functionality. So in this PycnoBrain complex product, we've picked one of the most important intrinsic substances for the brain and paired it with this very well clinically proven herbal preparation. And both of them are very, very safe. So you can take the full range of dosing of this product. You can basically take as much as you want to take.
Well, that's interesting. Now, before the break, we were talking about children using pycnogenol, and you're saying that children can also use this product.
Yes, and children absolutely have got to have taurine. So because of regulatory concerns, I can't recommend it for children younger than six, but there's been sufficient research on efficacy and safety that I can confidently recommend that kids who are having issues with attention, with behavior, with vision, any of those types of issues, those kids can respond to this PycnoBrain complex product. And in the retina of the eye, the back of the eye that does the sensing of the light coming in and so on, is functionally an extension of the brain. And as with the brain, it's loaded with taurine. The retina of the eye is loaded with taurine. And also the back watery chamber of the eye has a high amount of taurine. And taurine plays all of the important functions in the retina that it does in the brain. Besides being essential for the heart to pump and for the linings of the blood vessels to be intact, taurine has all of these versatile functions that complement the actions of pycnogenol and vice versa.
So taking this product, it could actually be good for vision as well?
Yes, yes, absolutely. When we think of vision, we want to think about a specialized brain function because the retina is structurally and functionally quite similar to the nerve cell networks in the brain. And then the retina sends electrical signals into the brain where those signals are further processed. But functionally, you can't really separate the retina from the brain. So we tend to find that nutrients that work in the brain tend to work in the retina and vice versa.
I wonder if that has anything to do with why I started wearing glasses at such a young age.
Well, you know, when I see these kids, little kids with glasses, I think about omega-3s because I know that the vast majority of Americans aren't getting enough omega-3s, including American women who get pregnant. They're only getting about half the omega-3s that they need. And omega-3s are absolutely crucial for vision, as is taurine. And so as I was designing this product, I realized, oh, maybe some of those kids who are wearing glasses aren't getting enough taurine either. And, you know, Brenda and Dr. V, plants don't make taurine. So
vegetarian
or vegan diets need to get taurine as a supplement if they're not going to consume seafood or meats.
Very good point to make. That's very important. I certainly wouldn't want to be missing out on that in my diet. It sounds like it is important for so many different aspects of your health. So,
and it's linked to longer lifespan in Japan, where they eat more seafoods.
Wow, very interesting. So what we're talking about today is the doctor's best product called PycnoBrain, which combines the pycnogenol and the taurine, and Dr. Paris Kidd, who's with us, has been explaining all of the benefits of this product, which are just phenomenal. So, and this is good for not only adults, but this is good for children over the age of 6. So kids who need that extra burst for studying, who have vision problems, people who want to just increase their brain function, that's me. So I definitely need that. I have that, you know, the enzyme deficiency, MTHFR, so I definitely need that extra boost, Dr. Kidd. So it sounds like something
on fully active folate, I suppose, Brenda.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. I take your multivitamin as well with that in there.
Yes, this is very good. I'm glad you're doing that.
So, well, we have, again, if you were just joining us, we are giving away two of these products. If you didn't get that number, get your pen. It is 727-754-2900. And we also are having a discount at the store. Come by the store from this Wednesday to Sunday. We are giving you 25% off this PycnoBrain product, so you better pick some up now.
And those are from Doctor's Best.
And till next time, Dr. Kidd, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. I had a lot.